Valerie Livingston is the executive director of the Boys and Girls Clubs of Columbia. She's been in that role for 8 years. I met her recently at the Boys and Girls Club site on North 7th Street, just across from Hickman High School here in Columbia.
But we want to provide a positive, safe, affordable programs for kids that create opportunities. For working parents or single parent households, they really struggle to be able to work. And what do they do with their children when school gets out at 3 p.m. before they're ready to be done with work and pick their child up? We want them to have a safe environment. And so that's really the unique need that the Boys and Girls Club fills, is that when school is out, clubs are in.
So tell me a story. Tell me about a student who has come to the Boys and Girls Club, be they young, old, black, white, male, female. But tell me a story about a student who's come here and you've seen through the programming mix that you're able to provide that you've had a positive impact on them.
Certainly. We have a lot of stories because obviously last year we served over 700 kids, and I've had the great pleasure of being here for a period of time now where I've actually been able to witness kids growing up and follow their path in life. We had a young man that started at the club when he was 10 years old. We'll say his name is Chris, just to protect his identity. But his grandma was raising him. His mother had an incurable disease and was in and out of the hospital. There was no father figure in his life. So really, Chris didn't have a place to go, didn't know what to do, and really needed support from a basic needs point of view, from a safety point of view, from a transportation point of view, and from an education point of view. So when he started here when he was 10 years old, and he built relationships, he came to the club after school, he came to the club in the summertime, and we really watched him grow up and helped meet those needs and became his family, his support system. And he would walk to the club even when the club was closed, because he had no place else to go. He was transient and moved several times throughout his life, and it didn't matter how far away they moved. He walked all the way from Clark Lane one time to the Boys and Girls Club in the winter, again, because we are his family, and he had no place else to go. And to watch him walk across the stage at Hickman High School and graduate and make it, he had several friends that were shot and killed. He was struggling in school, and so to be able to see him successfully graduate high school and avoid crime and violence and drugs and gangs, that's what we're here to do. We're to help these kids understand academic success is very, very important in life. Healthy lifestyles is very important to stay fit and nutrition and to take care of your body and why you need to avoid drugs and good character. How do you make those kinds of decisions? With the amount of peer pressure today, it's much easier and faster to go sell drugs than it is to get a job and work full time. So to teach them how to make those decisions, how to say no, how to avoid those influences in their life, because unfortunately there's a lot of negative influences in the world and they're making a lot of decisions at very critical ages.
You talked about building character. How do you do that through after school programming? I think about character building, and in my history, that's something that I would have gotten from my parents and my aunts and uncles and grandparents, and within the context of a community fabric. And if that fabric is not strong, if there are rips in the garment that sort of holds the community together, how can a social service agency impart character building into your youth?
Well, the number one thing we do is build very caring, fostered relationships with these kids. And that's how and why they look at us as family. And then we play that family role. We are teaching them social and emotional skills. We are teaching them right from wrong. They might not have a father at home to teach them that. So we're playing that role here with having positive adult male role models in their life to be firm with them and explain to them why you can't act like that or say those kinds of things. The schools do try really hard, but you know, they're focus is education. They don't have time to provide social and emotional support to every student in school. And we have that unique opportunity that these kids start in elementary school and come 5 or 10 years. And so they're working with the same staff for a long period of time, which allows us to have a great influence and a great amount of impact in their lives. we moved into this site on 7th Street 4 years ago. We were founded in Columbia in 1997. So we're very excited that next year is our 20-year anniversary in the community. But Boys and Girls Club of America was founded 150 years ago. They are the largest, strongest youth service agency in America. There's 4,000 Boys and Girls Clubs serving 4 million kids right now. But in Columbia, as a charter organization, we do have to raise all of our own money. We make all of our own financial decisions. And of course, lead what our community needs are as a charter. So the national entity provides a lot of structure and support and training and standards and evidence-based programs, which is a big key to having successful impact with kids, is what kinds of programs are you running. And I think it's important the community understand is we're not a daycare. We are a structured after-school program. We have scheduled programs and activities, high-yield learning activities every hour. The kids are having fun, and we are building positive relationships, but it's everything we do is very strategic with what we're trying to do with the kids, because we are helping them get their homework done, focusing on literacy, offering those opportunities to them for maybe recreation like flag football or basketball or soccer, opportunities that they might not otherwise have because they don't have enough family support or structure or transportation or money to be able to take advantage of those kinds of opportunities at school. And that is building character for them. That is teaching them those important life lessons by providing those same opportunities to them.
That was Valerie Livingston, Executive Director of the Boys and Girls Clubs of Columbia. One student who's benefiting from opportunities at the club is 10-year-old Jalen Dawson. I caught up with Jalen at the Boys and Girls Club of Columbia when his mother, Aisha Griffith, dropped by to pick him up there one recent afternoon.
I come here to pretty much just have fun, and then after that I get to finish my homework and just get many opportunities, and also you get to play soccer, and I love soccer.
How long have you been coming here?
I've been coming here since kindergarten.
And how old are you now?
And I'm 10, and when my sister was here and I was in preschool, I begged to come.
Why'd you want to come?
Because it looked like it would be fun, and I knew my friends were going to be there.
What do you look forward to every day? What's the thing or the person or the candy that Valerie has on her desk? What's the one thing you look forward to the most every day?
The thing that I look forward to every day is having fun and just seeing the faces of my friends and others.
What if there was no Boys and Girls Club? What would you be doing after school?
Most likely sitting at home while my baby brothers are arguing with me.
And that's not that structure. That's not that fun.
Yeah, it's not.
What do you see next for your time at the Boys and Girls Club? Are there other activities that you want to participate in?
I've already got to go to this thing with Mr. Duran and three of my friends, and we had a good time, and we were thanking the people for our charity money.
To do what we're doing with that charity money. What are we going to do with that money?
And what we're going to do with that money is we're going to build a teen center on to the Boys and Girls Club. We already have one, but the kids and teens aren't together, so, yeah.
What's going to be the big thing that we build?
And the big thing that we're going to build is it's going to be like a court. It's going to be a court. It's going to have a food part to it. It's going to be awesome.
It's going to be a gymnasium.
Yep.
We can play soccer.
Yes, we can.
Aisha, in the time that Jalen's been here, how have you seen the club change him? Or what's been the impact?
I would say that he works harder on his homework, his efforts, and then he's more outgoing too. He likes to be involved. And so anytime he gets the opportunity to go to special events like the fundraising event, he enjoyed that. He went on and on about that. And so just exposing him to different things that he normally wouldn't be exposed to, it makes him a better person. So, yeah.
And there's two more at home.
Yes, twins. They'll be here next year. I'm so excited. I'm so excited. I've just been going on and on. Actually, I've even had a couple parents that they were having problems with after-school care, and they thought that Boys and Girls Club was like Adventure Club, and the price is ridiculous. And so I referred them to the Alpha Heart Boys and Girls Club, and I was letting them know that it's so affordable. And they were very pleased. They got their kids in the program, and they was like, I wish I would have known about this a long time ago. So it's a great program. I think the Boys and Girls Club has grown in leaps and bounds from way back when it was on Fay Street. It's hard to imagine just like how much they've added to it, and just even the structure of it, and then plus, you know, the physical building of it. But it's just great. It's a great program. I can't think of anything else that they could do better. And I think one of the key things is that it gives a lot of children, like minorities within this area and surrounding school areas, the opportunity to do a lot of things that they wouldn't be able to do. And then plus with the structure, kids need structure, so it's great.
That was Aisha Griffith. Her son, Jalen Dawson, regularly attends the Boys and Girls Club of Columbia. The club staff includes Gerald Johnson, the Detroit native, moved to Columbia a few years ago and now serves as the club's Healthy Lifestyles Coordinator. Here, Johnson talks about the programs he leads each day and what a planned expansion means for the youth who show up each day at the center on Columbia's North 7th Street.
I'm Gerard Johnson. I'm the Healthy Lifestyles Coordinator here at Boys and Girls Club. The position entails a lot, from working with the kids to creating different programs to just day-to-day maintenance and working throughout the club. I'm from Detroit, Michigan. I grew up in a Boys and Girls Club, and as did my brothers. And I moved to Missouri 2 years ago and got a job as a youth development professional. I haven't looked back.
You talked about the Healthy Lifestyle Program. What are the tenets of that? What do you do on a daily basis with the students when they come in?
So one of the major components is a Boys and Girls Club program. It's called Triple Play, and it has three components of mind, body, and soul. So it just teaches them about eating right, staying fit, and being one with theirself, or like believing in theirself. So that's a really big program we run. We teach them how to stay fit. We run a lot of get fit programs. We have our workout Wednesdays with the kids where they're competing with each other and just trying to get better at their goal, like what they want to be at, how fit they want to be, and just like it's just a competition. Last week or yesterday, we had a person that beat a staff in doing wall sits, and then one girl, she did 100 squats. So I mean, it's just they compete with themselves and with the other students, and it just makes for a great time. So
in the 2 years that you've been here, tell me about a student, and you don't have to give their name, but tell me about somebody who came in and advanced greatly in the time that they've been here. Maybe they're still here.
Well, I can actually give you a story about two brothers. I coach a basketball team here. I started a basketball team, and we do a lot of traveling. And these two young people, they lost their mother, and their father's really not around. But they lost their mother a couple years back before I was even here. So they really don't have too much support. So the older brother usually just takes up for the younger one all the time, and he's always trying to just be that like figure, that he's trying to, and he gets in trouble because he's always trying to do it. So they played for me, and throughout the training I've been given, I was able to teach them how to cope and deal with different emotions and things like that. And throughout the year, like, you can see them progressing on and off the court, like with as far as their incidents at the club, the incidents in basketball, and the incidents at school. They also have picked up their work tremendously. It's like a total 360 from the two kids. Like, they both play basketball in the upper age, fourth and fifth grade, playing sixth grade basketball. They're just advancing, and they're really working hard at them being themselves. Yeah. So we now have a flag football league. We run soccer, baseball. We do a program, it's called Girls on the Run. We partner with Heart of Missouri Girls on the Run. And we do all other like in-house programs that we, like, I don't know, that I kind of just make up along the way, and we just run. But the members know that in order to participate in these programs, you can't get in trouble. I have basketball and football and soccer. They all turn in like report, like not report cards, but progress reports. So you see how they're doing in school. And they're to the level where they know the expectation from the Boys and Girls Club is for them to improve. Like, and if they start off bad, then we don't hold them because they're bad, but we want to see them improve along the way. And as long as they're improving every time, then they can continue to play. But if they, once they diminish, then my practices will become a study hall. And we work on homework and we get better at school, because without school, there is no next level of sports. And that's what we try to teach them. The expansion this year is so big. Like, it actually jumpstarts my career and what I want to do, because me being so young, and the club has supported me and has brought me along every step of the way with the expansion and everything. So, especially with the gymnasium part, it's going to open up so many doors. Like, it's so many more opportunities we can offer. Right now, we're using a small room as a gym. We transfer it into a gym every day, when we kind of have to think outside the box and be really, really creative. And our staff are really great at being really creative about with different ideas and different tactics to use to get the kids to stay engaged and make sure it's safe, because that's like the number one priority. So with the gym, it just brings a wealth of opportunities and different variation of activities we can do. And also will make it easier. We can serve more kids. Like, we get more in the door. And that's really big, because as much as a small part we do here, even doubling that, it helps so much. It really does. Yeah, and then we can get our high school kids, and that's like a really big problem, because like for me, even in high school, there was nowhere to go. Like, it's either if you don't play a sport and it's not at the school, then what do you do? So like, and that's the same thing here. It's like, if you're not in athletics after school or in some type of extracurricular, what are you doing? You're hanging out with friends, and usually with friends comes some bad friends, and bad decisions come with that. So if you get to the club where everyone has the same common goal, which is better in themselves and better in the lives of the kids, then it's like making that one good choice that can transform everything.
That was the voice of Gerald Johnson, the Boys and Girls Clubs of Columbia Healthy Lifestyle Coordinator. Along with a one-time $500,000 City of Columbia allocation, the clubs have raised $2 million for a facility that will serve teenage youth. This is a population that leaders like Valerie Livingston, who we heard from earlier, she says they're hard to reach with existing youth programs. More about the Boys and Girls Club of Columbia is online at bgc-columbia.org.